We got a very deep bullpen because my speaker just texted me that he's in a little bit of a traffic situation. So I've asked Joe to share on Sex Part of the Fourth with us tonight.
And lucky you.
I'm sure it was a good choice.
Nah, it really wasn't.
Anyway, this is Joe.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Joe. I'm an alcoholic. I think at this point in time in the four step, it galvanized a pattern in my life that was based on dishonesty, fear, self-seeking, and being selfish. And then when it comes into the realm of relationships, it really made me take a hard look. And through this writing, the pattern that I developed in my life and some of the faults that were only of my own and the failed relationships that I've had continuously through my life. And that pattern, if it doesn't change, God will change it for me. Trust me. If it wasn't meant to be, it won't be meant to be. So sex. I guess I was in about fifth grade, and I used to deliver the chocolate milk and the regular milk to the classes. And I got all the eighth grade girls in the back of the church to do cartwheels for me so I could see their underwear. And I was giving them chocolate milk every Friday. And I'd sit below the window, and they'd see legs going over the window. And Sister Suzanne came storming around the building, grabbed me by my ear, threw me into her office, told me to wipe the smirk off my face, and I couldn't because my lips curved anyway. And she had beads of sweat coming out. You're going to get someone pregnant. It was the only thing that in my entire parochial school that wasn't benevolent. But here's the thing. She taught me a valuable lesson. Because as I was growing up, I grew up about 19 miles outside of New York. So that scare of getting females pregnant was instilled in me. Like, I was, like, scared. I was truly scared. Like, I thought if I breathed on a woman, I was going to get her pregnant. And that all changed at about 14. But, you know, even then, you know, it was all aesthetic. It was about getting the most beautiful girl. It was about getting the hottest girl. It was about my ego. It was about showing who's on my arm. It was nothing about anything intellectual, spiritual. There was no bond there. And it was what I call mechanical. My spiritual and my sexual life was strictly mechanical. You know, I got into I won't go on about it, but I'll tell you this, how perverted and distorted it was. You know, I was working the door at strip clubs in New York and everything like that, and it was kind of, women of the evening, you don't necessarily have to pay them in money when you're doing that. And it was a big party for a bunch of years. I straightened out, and I did get my ideal woman. She was a beautiful woman, and she was from town, and her father said, one town over, that the only way my daughter's going to leave is either in a coffin or a white dress, the house, or a wedding dress. So I married her, and she was mature enough to get married. I wasn't. I was in the full tilt of my alcoholism, and now I had to hide it. And this poor girl didn't curse, she didn't drink, and she didn't smoke, and she was doing all three of them within the first year. I had to give her a dollar every time I cursed. I used to just give her $25 before I went to a family function. And it's not a lie. I literally did. I mean, she fucking married me. My old sponsor, who unfortunately passed away, he used to call her the saint, and it was true. And I got to tell you, that poor woman, you know, she wanted to have children. And that's one of my biggest regrets, you guys, is not to have children. I didn't know. I was too scared. I realize that now. I wasn't mature enough, and I was afraid to bring someone into that life that I couldn't take care of because I was too selfish. Not because I was concerned, not because I'm this friggin' great guy. It's because it would have taken up on my time. So this poor woman, I put her through hell, and, I'll give you one thing, one good story. I was being groomed come up in the union from a 19-year-old punk who threatened his first foreman to wearing a suit by the time I got sober in the union hall. And before that, I used to run the beefsteaks. And we weren't allowed to have beefsteaks because there was always somebody getting arrested, a fight, and a DUI. So they didn't have them for 5 years. So I was the small political body within the apprentices I was a president of. And I went to the union hall and they said, well, we're not going to tell you that you can't have one. So 10 hookers, 10 strippers, buffet. We had all the people come in. This is the sums up my marriage. My ex-wife at the time is like, are you going to have girls? What kind of party is that going to be? I'm like, nothing. I'm like, we're going to be, this is a union function, honey. There's nothing like that there. This is a union function. We're all good guys. It's not going to happen. The next morning, this is just before we ended. I wake up and it was like 15 degrees out. I say, hey, honey, would you like me to go get you a bagel and a coffee? Sure. I go get her a bagel and coffee. I look over to the side of my door. There's frozen vomit all on the passenger side. I don't even remember going home. I get her the bagel. I come inside. I change into sweatpants. I'm sitting there sleeping. And I sleep like this. And I wake up and she's gone. And there's a card that says Nancy's Erotic Entertainment. That I left in my fucking jeans. That sums it up. That about sums it up. That's not an ideal to me. That's being untrustworthy, selfish, dishonest, and self-seeking. And one of the things that was stressed on me here is, if I want to convey to the world that I want to be a good, decent person and have an honest, loving woman in my life, I've got to act like that. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. I came into this program and I'd see a fucking beautiful girl, and I've said this before, by the end of the meeting, I'm naming my dog with her. You know? I'm picking out where we're going to live, how we're going to be married. You know, I don't even have 90 days. You know? They say don't get into a relationship, 2 dead batteries, don't get a start a car. What do? Start a relationship with a woman who's engaged for 7 years. And I was the guy, I was the fill-in 3 times a week. Totally happy. You know, I had no commitment. He's paying for a BMW, her condo. I'm just fucking her. You know? Terrible. No way to live. And then when you sit in the rooms, if you want to do it in the rooms, then go to a meeting with a bunch of them, hook up with 3 of them, and then see how long that lasts. And when you're sitting in a room with 3 women that you've had sex with in an AA meeting, it's not comfortable. At all. Because eventually they talk about me. I moved to Cape Cod, everybody. So, you know, this is a crude statement, but this old timer who started a rehab, and it's still free, and it's called Turning Point. It's in New Jersey. I volunteered there for 8 years. His story is unbelievable and bookworthy. But he told me this as I was sitting across from him at a diner, couldn't wait to leave to go meet that girl. He knew exactly what I was doing. And he's like, where do you have to go? Takes his toothpick out. And I'm like, I'm going to this late meeting. He goes, one cunt hair can pull a freight train. And I'm telling you right now, I've been pulled around, guy. And I don't want to be pulled around. You know, it's not hokey. It's not, unmanly to want a good connection with a woman that you can trust and love. You know, it's not about me being this ego guy, you know, up here trying to act like, you know, I'm going to pound as much veg as I can. That's high school bullshit. I did that till I was almost fucking 30. And it's longer than that. But I... I'm just going to end it on this, man. If I hadn't come to this room, and you know, Donnie always talks about this, 10, 11, and 12. I had been in New Jersey. I went through the steps. Unfortunately, my sponsor had passed. I became disillusioned with a lot of AA. I didn't drink, but I did not try to connect with my higher power, and I forgot about 10, 11, and 12. I forgot about being a good person. I forgot about the amends that I had made. And I had made a shit show of my life in a relationship with a beautiful woman who was my ultimate, and fucked that up. So I came in here because of a Susie with 15 years of sobriety, everyone. So when I got here, I humbled myself and did what the men in this room did before me. And I'm forever grateful for that and let me see that, you know what? It's okay. You know what I mean? To literally take a good, hard look at yourself, write this down, see it, go through it with somebody that's been there, and your life's going to change. Am I perfect every day? Absolutely not. Do I still name some dogs in a meeting? Absolutely. But I'm not acting on it, man. So I try not to. So let me be totally honest. I'm grateful. I was unexpected, and thank you for having me.
Okay, everybody, I'm going to just read the... All right.